Today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns, so for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
When was the last time you purchased a lamp, a candle, or a flashlight? Why did you buy it? Did you know where you were going to place it? What was the square footage of the area you were going to place it in? How much light did you think it would provide? All of these questions are taken into consideration when purchasing a lamp, a candle, or a flashlight. Have you ever gone into the light section in Lowe's and noticed how they position the lights for your view? Isn't it amazing how the smallest light in the right position provides the greatest light? The Word of God shares with us that you are the light of the world in Matthew chapter 5, verses 14. Are you in the best position to provide the greatest light? Have you hidden yourself under circumstances and situations? Have you hidden your light behind the statement, "That's not who I am"? That which provides light should be positioned so people can see their way. In Luke chapter 8, verses 16 and 18, it is written, "No one, when he has lit a lamp, covers it with a vessel or puts it under a bed, but sets it on a lampstand, that those who enter may see the light. For nothing is secret that will not be revealed, and not anything hidden that will not be known and come to light. Therefore, take heed how you hear. For whoever has, to him more will be given, and whoever does not have, even what he seems to have, will be taken from him." It wouldn't make much sense to light a lamp and put it under a bed or cover it with a vessel. When you gave your life to Christ by accepting him as Lord and Savior, your lamp was lit. God said, "You are the light of the world." He didn't place you where you couldn't be seen. He gave you life and placed you on this earth to shine. He placed you where you are today to shine and provide light so others may see their way to him. By allowing your light to shine, you will reveal the truth of Jesus Christ and lead others to him. If your light is shining, more truth will be revealed to you, in you, and through you. Have you positioned yourself in the right place at work? Have you positioned yourself in the right place at home? Have you positioned yourself in the right place at school or church, in your community, and in your extended family? You have been lit for a purpose, so shine bright today. Let the world know who you are and what you do. Shine. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing, the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.